It's really a opportunity for philanthropy at the local level. The organization holds funds from donors and makes allocations to basically improve the quality of life in the Hudson Valley.
How do you decide where that money goes?
Well, those funds can be donor-directed, meaning a donor specifies where they want it to go, donor-advised, meaning they weigh in, or unrestricted, where the Board of Trustees might have an opportunity to determine what the needs in the community are. And in addition, the organization holds funds for other nonprofits in the region and other projects in the region. So it's really a mix of giving strategies.
What criteria does an applicant have to adhere to be eligible for this funding?
It completely depends on the donor fund. My goal in working with the trustees is going to be to build a bigger base of unrestricted funds to serve the three counties where we operate, and that would be, you know, Dutchess, Ulster, and Putnam counties, because who knows what the future will bring, right? Who knew 20 or 30 years ago that animal rights would be an issue today, or that we would be seeing the levels of childhood obesity that we see today? So hopefully we will be able to continue to grow an unrestricted base that will, you know, allow us to make decisions that meet the needs of the community in the future.
How do you go out and raise the money? What's the process?
You know, I'm going to be learning because this is going to be a new position for me, but it's going to be, you know, meeting with people in the community who are potential donors, meeting with financial and legal advisors, and then making the most of the grants and scholarships that are awarded by the foundation so that the community is aware that there is this opportunity to, you know, leave their funds in a legacy format that will really achieve their goals going forward. So it's a variety of, you know, meeting with individual donors, meeting with advisors, and then getting the word out generally in the community.
You were an attorney. How did you come from a legal background into what you're doing today?
Funny you should say that. I was an attorney with a background in environmental science, and I got into a land use and zoning practice. And I had the opportunity to serve as a volunteer on the Industrial Development Agency Board for Ulster County. I became the chair of that organization and wound up in economic development through that route. And spent a lot of time, 5 years in economic development, working for County Executive Hine. And that position, I became familiar with the work of the Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley because I was advising nonprofits and other organizations to look at them as a potential funding source and as advisors for technical assistance. And so I became familiar with their work at that time and really became interested in them because of the idea of local, right? We say shop local, eat local, and this is really a model for give local, and that's what's very attractive to me.
You mentioned your economic development background. When we hear that, we think job creation, but I think it's probably more than that. What does that background bring to your current position?
So I think that the number one important thing in economic development is establishing a trust relationship with business owners and investors in the community is the most important part of economic development. People need to feel like this is a place worth doing business and worth investing. And that is a very similar skill set to working with individual donors to facilitate, you know, philanthropic giving in the community, making it clear and making people feel comfortable that this is a place that they want to invest.
The upstate economy is something that the governor and a lot of state officials are forever talking about. How would you rate the economy in your region, in the Hudson Valley, where your organization is based?
It's funny you should say that, Brian, because right now at Pattern for Progress, where I'm the chief strategy officer, we are finishing up working with the Mid-Hudson Regional Economic Development Council on the upstate revitalization initiative. So I've been thinking about this topic quite a bit. The Hudson Valley is a unique area. Everyone likes to say they're unique, but in our case, we have very dense urban centers, and then we have small hamlets, we have rural areas, and it's a very, very broad and diverse economy. You know, Yonkers and Monticello are very, very different places. And although our unemployment is exceptionally low, we have real pockets of poverty in our urban centers, sometimes double the county averages or more. Those broad brush numbers that paint the whole region or counties together don't speak to individual experiences for residents of the Hudson Valley.